Hens out by the Radio. That's what I was waiting for right there, kind of a late reaction. No big deal. It's just Blog Talk Radio. Fans, welcome back once again for this special edition of Inside Natural Bodybuilding Radio, brought to you by Nutristat. If you guys have not checked out Nutristat yet, you're missing out. It's going to be a top-of-the-line company. It's growing fast. Get in now because these supplements are hot, and they're going to make your training go to the next level. So check out some Puretine at Nutristat.com. If you're a listener of the show, you can put in code 30 and get a special discount on all of their products. But read up about it at Nutristat.com, and these are some supplements like none other. So check them out. I got a very special guest tonight. He actually visited my gym one time, so he travels the nation. He promotes his sponsors. We're going to talk about that later on. He's one of the most active guys on the circuit. Some people call him the Giant Killer. Dynamite comes in small packages, and this guy's got more muscle than anybody. And he's got himself a pro win. He just recently competed in a pro show, the PNVA Pro North American, and he got himself his first pro win. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show one more time, Meshack. Oh, what's up, Meshack?
Hey, hi.
That introduction was good enough for you because that was just off the top of my tongue. Anyway, and Tyann's there too, right?
Hello.
Yeah, Tyann's like the manager of Meshack. Yeah, you guys are traveling. You guys are living the dream. You guys are doing it up. I love seeing you two at these events. I wasn't able to make the event, but I heard all about it, and I seen the pictures, and I followed everything, and there were some good competitors in the show. Let's talk about the competitors first, Meshack. We're talking about
we're expecting you.
So in the show, say that again.
We were expecting you at the show. You didn't show up.
Well, actually, there was. I went by the venue address that was on the poster, and I guess I didn't get the memo that the venue changed. And I was driving up north, and so I was up there, man. I was there. I went to the venue that was on the poster, but the venue changed, and I didn't get that message, and I was so upset, and it was a bad day. I mean, I was driving I left with plenty of time to get there. Listen to this now. The traffic, the construction, I got stopped by a train. It's like I was meant to not go to this show. And then to get to the wrong venue, it was just a hectic day, and then by the time I got home, I had too big of a headache to go to the night show. But nonetheless, the stage is set. Okay, the two top natural bodybuilders in the world, okay, met on a stage in Chicago this past weekend. It was Cleveland Thomas versus Meshack Oshieng. Meshack, this was your first time beating Cleveland, and now you're 1-0. But you're going to see Cleveland Thomas again later on this year at the Natural Olympia, I'm sure. 2P for P-Muscle sponsored athletes. But let's talk about first how you felt up there. This was obviously your toughest competition to date. You've never competed against or beat anybody of the likes of a Cleveland Thomas. So you actually beat a top pro out there. So on stage, how did you feel and what was going through your mind as you were hitting the mandatory poses with Cleveland Thomas?
Well, first of all, this was my first time competing with Cleveland, and to say the least is that I was so honored to be on stage with Cleveland, let alone competing against him, but to step on stage with him was an honor.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I mean, he's WBF world champion, and you were on stage with him. Cleveland's probably the winningest pro right now that's active. So he's top of the line. But the PNBA is bringing bigger competition, so go ahead, I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, so people like Cleveland, those are the people who have been like my idols in this natural bodybuilding. Since I came here 2.5 years ago, these are the people that I've been looking up to, and stepping on stage with him and the MC is calling a process, and we do it together, and I'm looking at him, and like, this is real. I'm competing against Cleveland. I was so happy. Despite the win, I was so happy just to be on stage with Cleveland.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big enough. That's pretty cool as it is. But then you were his main competition as well. So that's like a cheated rival. And you know, if Cleveland's in the show, that he's going to be the guy to beat and vice versa. If you're in the show, you're one of the guys to beat as well. There's no Kiyoshi Moody this year. Kiyoshi's hanging it up for this year. Maybe we'll see him in the Masters Olympia down the road. But it's open game. The six-time champion of the National Olympia is now seated out. So there's going to be a new Olympian crowned this year, and there's going to be more pros. Cleveland's just one of many. There's a lot of pros gunning for that particular title because the word's out. You win a car at the National Olympia this year. The prize money in the PNBA is higher than any other organization out there, and pros are finally starting to catch on that the PNBA is legit, and that's why they're attracting more pros. And this year's National Olympia is even going to be bigger than last year. And so you two are already on board for this, because I'm assuming you are competing at the National O, right, Meshach? I mean...
I think the Janet Olympia started in January.
He said the journey to Olympia started in January.
So,
yeah.
It's not a secret. I think I'm doing Olympia because last year was my first time competing in Olympia. So, and I saw the quality of athletes who are competing there, the guys from Australia and the people around the United States here, and I've been preparing myself towards the Las Vegas. So I know it will be bigger than last year, but I think I'm doing whatever I'm supposed to do to make sure that I bring my best come November.
Yeah, and let's not forget about the Australians, because you can add a couple more pros to the mix, and Michael Waddington and Dustin Vergara. So now this is an international competition that the National Olympia is hosting in Las Vegas at Bally's. Go to naturalbodybuilding.com for some more information on the National Olympia. Natural Bodybuilding's biggest show. It's the most coveted. It's the most entertainment. It's not just bodybuilding. There's always something going on at the Natural O. So be sure to check it out in Vegas this year at naturalbodybuilding.com. So, you got the win. Was this your best package to date? Was this your best total conditioning overall package that you've ever brought to a show?
When I started bodybuilding, I didn't have anybody like a coach like to look at me and say, you need to improve on this, you need to do this and this. I've been doing it myself. Sometimes I will have the timing. I will not have the perfect timing towards the contest day. So sometimes I will look better after the show. Sometimes I will look better before the show. So this time around, I was working with my manager, who is also a P4P manager, Joe Manning. And he's been helping me to make sure that I bring the best on stage. And I think this was the best I've ever looked on stage.
I would imagine so. I got to give a quick shout-out to Philip Cardo Jr. He's promoting a show August 22nd in Woodbridge, Virginia. So, fans, if you're in shape, you might as well stay in shape for a few more weeks because Philip Cardo's Legends Classic taking place. It's a Pro-Am show. Rico's actually guest-posing himself. So Rico's always only about 8 weeks out from the show. Don't know quite what his plans are, but it's going to be entertainment when he's guest-posing his own show on August 22nd, up to $8,000 in prize money for the pros. You can check out more information and other shows along with that at naturalbodybuilding.com. So, Meshach, let's first talk about the hardcore gym you train at. That video you posted on Facebook, I mean, that's as hardcore as old school gets. Is that your normal gym? That's where you train at?
It's a long story that most people around here will never believe where I come from and how I started training. Looking back at the gym that I used to train in back home in Kenya, you'll never believe it. And most of the people around here, if they go to that gym, they will not even touch anything because these are things we made by ourselves. And sometimes you train and you end up having imbalanced muscles. Sometimes you will have one leg bigger than the other because of the equipment we have over there. So it's one of the gyms that made me look like this. That's how I started, and I came over here, and the gyms are like perfect. Everything is perfect. That is not the case back home.
Okay, well, good stuff. So you don't necessarily need to train at LA Fitness or a prime time gym. You can just get it done with very little, but just hardcore essentials, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Tyann, you got anything you want to add to this conversation so far? I don't want to leave you out totally. It's been 10 minutes. What do you have to say to us, Tyann?
I will say this. It is out of the bag that he will be attending the PNBA Universe to, let's see, what do you want to say, like grab his reigning winning Mr. Universe. Last year he's coming back to would like to try to take it 2 years in a row, so we'll see what happens. That's the first week in September in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah, I got moved to Texas. Yeah, we had the Universe in Chicago for a couple of years, and it didn't quite go over well, so hopefully those Texans keep the show there. But there's a whole list. I mean, the PNBA, INBA is just the fastest-growing organization in natural bodybuilding out there. And, you know, I remember a few years ago when they were, like, you know, number three of the big three, being the WNBF, the IFPA, and the PNBA. And the PNBA slowly came up, and now I see them on top, and it's starting to show now. So the Natural Olympia is the pinnacle of natural bodybuilding, I believe, not only for the prize money, but for the top quality competitors to compete against. I mean, if competitors are flying 16 hours to get to a bodybuilding show from Australia, then that means something's going right at that show. So if you go to these shows, you'll see why as well. Let's talk about your diet really quick.
Everybody's talking
about
the Olympia.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then I'd like to give a shout out, thank you for P4P. I would just really like to give a good shout out. P4P was definitely in the house this last weekend. We had about 18 competitors out of the 42 that competed. So P4P was definitely represented last weekend.
Well, of course. Let's talk about the P4P supplements real quick, Meshack.
I've
assisted you along with your progress. What do you like to take the most of from P4P muscle?
P4P muscle. This is a supplement company that is totally different from the normal supplement company out there in terms of taking care of the athletes. Most of the supplement company over there, they have like maybe two or three big guys, and that's all. But what P4P is doing is to create business for athletes, to make sure that the athletes benefit from their sweat. It's not just about going to compete and that's all. P4P is doing much more than just helping athletes to compete. They want to equip athletes to make sure that they get something out of being athlete.
He asked you what you like to use, what you like best. That's what he asked you.
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just to give the fans an idea, we're going to get the website going. I'm checking out the website now. They sponsor a lot of athletes, so PFP is certainly by this. They sponsor athletes from all over the place, too. They got Anthony Pregnano as well. Kalen Patterson, I believe, is on board. And Kalen actually got himself a pro qualifying spot, so he's not qualified for a pro-level show now. He's going to you'll see him starting to move up in the world.
What?
he never stopped. Right. Yeah, he's getting it done for sure, and he doesn't miss too many events either. And, yeah, so P4PMuscle.com is the website here, and there's a good story of Meshack winning the pro title this last weekend right on the homepage right now, and you can just find out more about P4PMuscle. And you know what? A lot of athletes ask me constantly, how do I get a sponsorship? Some people think you can just write a letter to the owner and just ask them for a sponsorship. these owners of these nutrition companies, they get those letters all the time, and they probably just go straight to the garbage. It's really who you know. But I want to talk about your experience, Meshach. I mean, part of the reason you got sponsored is because you were so easy to recognize because of the amount of muscle you hold up on stage. So I'm pretty sure maybe PvP approached you, but how did the relationship between Meshach Ocheing and P4P Muscle come to?
Oh, Mike, let me tell you, P4P is doing much for me, and I really appreciate what they are doing for me in terms of helping me with the training. They act as my managers too, because Joe is helping me with my training and my dad, and JB is, to me, being here in Wisconsin, it's because of JB and P4P. So what I can say is just they are helping me more than just being sponsored.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And apart from that, their supplement, there's so many supplements out there, but looking at the ingredients in the P4P supplement, these are, if somebody who wants just pure protein whey, I think that the best supplement to go for is the whey isolate supplement, which we have at the P4P.
All right. Well, they certainly got a good company going on. I mean, I started seeing P4P Muscle around shows a couple of years ago, and now I'm starting to see them at the bigger shows. I've seen them at the Olympia last year, and it seems like every big pro show they're at. And they support all of natural bodybuilding, too, not just one or two organizations. They just go where bodybuilding fans and competitors are. So you tend to see them around a lot of places. Run by JB, you know, most people know who JB is by now. He's actually a pro bodybuilder as well back in his day. So he usually, it's nice to see the owners travel with them as opposed to just setting people up shop at a show. He actually goes out around the nation himself and helps out, and I guess Joe Manning's one of the other managers. And Tyann, you're actually part of this too because you're director of athlete management for P4P Muscle.
I am, and I love it.
Well, if that's the case, then you would be the precise person. So when an athlete out there, you sponsor a lot of athletes. When you sponsor athletes out there, give these competitors, fans that are listening right now, some tips on how they could become more recognized and make it more likely to get a sponsorship from a company such as P4P Muscle. What do they got to do? What's your feedback you can give to them right now?
Sure. You go to p4pmuscle.com, pull down the tab that talks where you can register to interested in being a sponsored athlete. We don't obviously just take whoever. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
I think a lot of people think, I'm not a pro, so I can't be sponsored. That is not the case. What you do is you'll go in, send information. Every one of our athletes that asked to be sponsored are interviewed by Joe Manning, personally by Joe Manning with a call. On occasion, JB does it as well. They have to write up a little bio about themselves. And Joe and JB both have obviously guidelines that they go by in choosing athletes. I will say this much about Joe and JB: they have such a heart for the natural athletes. They have not only a heart, but a very generous heart. They have great big goals for P4P that they've set, and each time they seem to reach them. And so, although they are the base of P4P, our athletes are what makes P4P. And so, I would just say, if you're interested in being an athlete, definitely don't knock that idea if you feel like that you're not a pro or that you've even actually won a competition. What we'd like for you to do is just go to the website. Fill out a bio, and like I said, Joe Manning and or JB will be in contact with you and do an actual interview on the phone. That's how the process works.
Yeah, so I guess if you get a phone call, you made it past the first level, but I'm sure hundreds and hundreds of these entries come in as the weeks and months go on, and I'm sure you got to do something on the entry form to stand out from everybody else. If it's just a boring entry form, it might not even get noticed. You might have to go above and beyond and do something other than an entry form or something. At least go to these shows and meet these guys in person. That would increase your chances of getting a sponsor because they know you. You're more likely to get sponsored. And on top of that, like Dan was saying, you don't got to be a pro. Okay, I would rather have an amateur that can get the word out than have a pro that will not get the word out. I've seen a lot of pros with sponsorships, and you see them at these expos, and they just don't talk to the fans. They're like, well,
exactly.
No, I don't have to talk to them. No, I want somebody that gets out there and talks passionately about the product that they believe in. If that's B3 Muscle, that's what we want sponsored athletes to do, important than being a pro. So they want to sponsor somebody that's going to get the word out for them so that B3 Muscle can get into more households. All right. So anyway, JB and Joe Manning up to good things. Let's see. We got a few more minutes here. Is there anything you would like to touch on, Meshack, that we have not touched on yet?
Maybe shout out to some of my friends that have come to know in this sport. First of all, I would like to thank the P4P for what they have done for me in terms of helping me with the training and dieting and helping me in terms of going to compete, because there's a lot of cost for one to be able to compete. There's a lot. So, and that P4P have been in charge of. So, first of all, I would like to thank them. Then to my girlfriend, Sam, for being with me. In time when my mood is totally different, you know, when you're preparing for a show, it's sometimes hard, and to have somebody like Anne who helped me with the preparation of food and helping me with small things around the house, that's one thing I have to thank about. And to all my friends in bodybuilding, I have tons. I can't even name names, but I have so many friends out there. And so I would just like to ask them to continue being in unity for this natural bodybuilding to grow. We have to be in unity. We don't have to talk about this federation. We as athletes, if we stand as one thing, then I think the natural bodybuilding is going to go far.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, any other appearances coming up, Meshack? Yeah, I know you travel the nation sponsoring or endorsing B3 Muscle products and you know, some guest posing appearances. Do you have anything coming up in which the fans might be able to meet the champ?
Right now, I'm just concentrating on the road towards Universe in Texas. Then from there, I have some ISBA. I'm doing ISBA Kansas City. Then from there, I think the road will head to Olympia if there is nothing in between.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. You're going to change the package you're bringing? You're going to try to bring the same exact package to the O that you just brought to the Pro North American? Are you going to try to get bigger, bring it in tighter? What do you think you're going to do next?
With your marrying with me, I think I'm just going to improve more. I think I'm going to bring more than what people saw in Chicago. So I think my body is ready for any challenge. And I know there's so many quality athletes out there training and preparing for show. And I will always bring my best no matter what. No matter who is competing, yeah. I will just always bring my best.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get you on the show later on in the year then. What's that?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying when you bring your best, even if you lose, you don't feel like your victory is robbed. When you bring your best, If you lose, it's okay. If you win, you celebrate.
Yeah. Well, and definitely. I mean, as long as you know you brought your best. Yeah.
Yeah.
You spend weeks, months getting ready for these shows all for one day, so you better damn well make sure that you are your absolute best, and whatever happens then, it was out of your control. Never leave it in the hands of the judge. You got to be so dominant, Misak, that those judges don't have any choice but to give you first place. Don't even make it close. That's what I always tell competitors. We're out of time, though, Misak and Tyam, but you guys are always welcome on the show. I love talking to you guys. I'm sorry I missed you this past weekend. You heard my story, a little bit of it. It was a bad day. It was just a wreck of a day. And I was in the car for 2.5 hours, and it was like an hour-long trip. So that it was a mess. I wish I could have seen Denny and Diana. I wish I could have seen Kalen get his big win. But it just didn't work out for me that morning. But I intended on it. But anyway, later on in the year, we'll hook up, and I'll get you guys back on the show when you have news for us. Until next time, bodybuilding figure bikini fans, remember, naturalbodybuilding.com for the Natural Olympia information. And you have Philip Ricardo's junior show coming up on August 22nd as well. That's also at naturalbodybuilding.com. Check out p4pmuscle.com, Nutrisat.com. This is me, Shaq O'Ching. We got Tyann even stopped by for a little bit. And I'm Mike Newman, your host. And you were listening to Inside Natural Bodybuilding Radio. Thanks for listening, fan. Until next time, we are out the heat.
Bye.